Good morning, tangerines. Welcome to another episode of Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tan.
Jets.
That Jets of it who just said Jets is Danny and I am Jason.
It's okay, Jason. I'm waking up. You have already 2 hours. You already ate and had a cup of coffee. So, I just noticing over here.
Thank you, Daniel, for keeping me on my toes, Daniel.
Yeah.
We were live for about 2 minutes before Danny brought up to me that we weren't live. That was my mess up. But we're here now. Don't worry, you didn't miss anything. You just heard me criticizing myself and Danny trying to give me appraisal, and I appreciate that, Daniel. I'm not gonna go over all that again, but I'll put this out there. I want to put out a commission for somebody to do our logo. youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, as you can see right here. This is fine. I like it. Thank you, Denise, for creating these tees. But it's just not a proper logo that I am would put on everything, you know? Because, okay. See, now you got me into it, Danny. I know you were quiet. You're going to be like, I didn't even say anything. But you got me into it now. Our thing for the upcoming stream, which will be our live thumbnail. That's what I was looking for. Thumbnail.
Thumbnail.
I thought it looked very cheap. I created it, so I'm not over here talking shit on Danny. I'm talking shit on myself. Talking smack on myself. Apologies for the cousin. What up, Leo? He said, let's go another banger. I got to talk to you a little bit because there's a few things I'm going to apologize for. I apologize for the crappy thumbnail that looks very cheap. I want to fix that.
Anyways. It doesn't, but okay.
We look great. Me with my sign back, and then you with your towel. We look great. I'm not criticizing that part.
Yeah.
I'm criticizing the rest of it. I'm just criticizing the rest of it. It looks very cheap. It just looks cheaply made.
Do you want to do the thumbnails where they do like this?
No, it's not even that. Well, we can. Yeah, sure. That's not why
those thumbnails where they always have like exaggerated face expressions.
Yeah,
and then you just watch the video like, okay, I don't know why was he like.
I wonder. I don't know if this is a lane that people have already taken, but I wonder if we could get into the reaction video game, Danny, and just be completely obvious that we are being satirical about it. Yeah. We are making fun of the reaction video people because I think, I can't give genuine reactions like that. Tim Geddes from Kind of Funny, he does those. He's such a perfect person for that sort of thing. I can't do that. Like, I don't know. I just can't. Those aren't my reactions, you know, to certain things.
He reacts to video game characters so well, and he doesn't even play the game. But hey, we believe that he does the way he does it.
I think he does, Danny. Don't do that to him.
What? You? 2 hours? Okay.
But anyways, I think we should occupy that lane of these idiots who are overly reacting to things that don't deserve that sort of reaction.
How about this, Jason? I think this year we need to be more proactive, especially me. How about we start doing little small videos, okay? Mm. When we can. Just small videos of us just reacting to small videos of reacting.
Oh, okay. So we react to reaction videos.
Yeah.
What if...
Especially scary layer. Videos.
One more layer. We react... We got to find the people who are... Because we're not the first. There's people reacting to reaction videos. Let's react to those reactions of the reaction videos.
Because I'm down to do that.
Yeah, maybe we just do our own reaction videos. What? Like that?
Like those? I want to see your reaction on those scary videos.
I'm okay. Yeah, we could do that.
Because this is you, fake, fake, fake. That's you, Jason.
It's just... I mean, that's what I would be making fun of, honestly, is that the people trying to sell it, because they're trying to sell their videos, they're trying to sell their channel, so obviously they're going to... So I'm going to sell... We're going to have a production meeting, but we're going to have to do where you're like, you're just a super believer. Actually, just exaggerated forms of ourselves now, where you're just a super believer and I'm just super skeptical.
Yeah?
Just do that.
We're like, there's a perfect match. There's already a channel like that. There's a channel already it started from BuzzFeed, but now they have their own channel, their own, like, I forgot the name of it, but Denise and I used to be so into it because the guy will be so into, like, you know, he really believes it. And then the other guy just, like, straight up believes it. And they go to, like, haunted places. Mm. And the guy's not even scared. He's like, what the fuck is going to get me here? It's just dark. That's it. Well, the other guy over there by himself, like, all scared. That's me.
That sounds hilarious. There's already it. That's pretty good. The problem is that I would be terrified.
So,
we're both gonna be terrified. Like, I could be the skeptical non-believer, although I may or may not believe. But I'm still gonna be terrified. Because what if, Dan? It's what we've based a lot of these conversations is what if? What if it's real? And I go off of what
exactly.
If.
That's it. What if?
What if? Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to another year with the Tangents. You thought we were gone. We're not gone. We've been gone for a month. Leo, I apologize to you. I told you we were going to have a Christmas episode. We never got around to it. Fun fact, Danny, I don't even think I shared with you. I actually created designs for Christmas for our holiday.
You didn't tell me that.
No,
I didn't know that.
I created designs for our holiday stream. A lot of stuff happened after the week that we stopped. It was my last week of work for a break, for a little vacation. Then I got COVID and I was sick. And then a really good friend of mine passed away. So this this episode is going to be based around this individual, Brian Lee. Rest in peace. Rest in power, I believe is what they say. Not to talk about him because I realize a lot of you don't know him. But just talking about topics about Mr. Liam and things that he enjoyed in his life. There's quite a bit for those of you who don't know, who actually I think we've spoken about him in passing.
We wanted to get him in the he never wanted to join. Oh, he said he will join, but we never got a chance to.
No, I asked him so many times. He just, I don't know, for some reason he was a very bubbly, outgoing, lovable person, a lot like you, Danny, in terms of you gets along with everybody. Like, you make friends with anybody. Brian was very much like that. He had a very good knack of making you feel like you are his best friend. But with anybody, if you spent some time with him, you would know what I mean. But we want to talk about some of the topics. I was saying, we talked about him, I think, a little bit in passing. You brought up 1511, or the first time you met him years and years
literally
ago.
The first person in California when you picked me up, it was him.
2015 or 16,
around there,
around that time frame.
You
came over to where I was working at the time, and Brian was the best cook I knew. He was amazing at cooking, and he was an amazing person. But Danny went to go get some burgers over there, some of the best burgers that I've ever had back when I ate beef.
What happened to the place?
Terrible, like, location. It was great. Like, people loved it. We had a lot of what are they called?
Returning customers.
Yeah, because they loved us, and we made great burgers and sandwiches. It was small. It was super short hours. It was never made up for success. That's neither here nor there. But that's where Danny met him. He was a great cook. So we're gonna talk about some topics. Not exactly just about Brian, because I was, as we, you and I were talking about Danny yesterday, a lot of you don't know who that is. Leo was like, I really don't know who that is. So don't worry, Leo. We're also going to tell, well, this probably isn't an episode for Leo, actually, now that I think about it, because Mr. Liam, Brian was, he was an old fart. Let's face it. He was an old fart.
He'd be so bad. No, he still went with us to the conventions, you know,
he
years ago.
He was young at heart. He had a very youthful he was a very youthful person at heart.
Yeah.
Youthful soul. You know how people have old souls? He had a young soul. And I think he was a lot older than me, so obviously he had a young soul. He's hanging around idiots like me. I wish he would have joined us, by the way, in this podcast. I think him and I had great chemistry. I think we would have been perfect for this. It would have been so much fun. We would have made you the straight man. You know how I'm always a straight man on this podcast where I'm like the serious guy? You would have had to have been you in this.
Nah, we can be all...
We could all just be silly gooses.
Yeah.
But anyways, I have a list of topics. You're going to tell me here, Danny, what you want to start with, okay? Again, this is an episode for Brian. And we're going to talk about some of his favorite things that I wrote down here. Mm-hmm. It's not at the top of the list, but it is what he is most remembered for, is food.
Mm-hmm.
Just in general.
I mean,
he's a big fan of food.
His profile picture on Discord, it's a... I have to submit now because I never knew. One day, I think I never knew what it was. It was just a roasted pig.
It was a roasted pig. Yeah, he did that at, I think it was at a cousin's house where they roasted a pig.
Yeah.
Fairly recently. That wasn't too old. Yeah, no, he was a big fan of food and trying different food. And everyone knew that, like, I want to try out a new place in Orange County. Let me ask Brian. He knows where all the good spots are at.
He always did.
I got Back to the Future. That's one of the movies where, if I ask Brian, what's your favorite movie / perfect movie? What do you think is a perfect movie? Back to the Future was his answer. The West Wing. Again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again, Leo, this is not an episode for you. This is very old topics for a very old man.
No. How about this? Topics that Leo should be... We give Leo some tips.
Learn about. He can learn about these. Green Day. He was a fan of Green Day, specifically American Idiot album. He was a big Green Day fan. The Los Angeles Lakers. He was a big sports guy. San Francisco 49ers fan. LA Kings fan. LA Dodgers fan. He was a LA fan. Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
He was bald. Oh, we're gonna talk about that. He was bald with a goatee. Now, fun fact about him, which you may or may not know, Danny, he turned bald with a goatee because one year he decided to dress as Walter White. So he shaved his head. He committed, shaved his head, kept the goatee, and he stayed like that. Good look for him.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America / the MCU. He became a big fan of the MCU, and he was a Captain America fan, so that's where we also got along, because Iron Man's trash. Trash person.
I will say... Okay, yeah. I will say, okay. It's just... Yeah, okay. Okay, Jason. Okay. All right. I cannot agree with that.
The Office.
Oh, I can... We can talk about that, too.
So there's a list of topics. He was also, by the way, fun fact, little known fact, he was an Arsenal fan. The British soccer team.
Yeah,
football the soccer team. Excuse me, sorry. Yeah. Who are tied right now 1-1 against Manchester United in the FA Cup. But that's a little known fact. Quick little fact. I know I said I wasn't going to talk too much about him, but I love and I miss the guy. Back in 1511, when it was very slow when we were starting up, there's many times where him and I were just watching soccer. We were just watching Champions League soccer Tuesdays and Wednesdays, or Twitch streams. Boy, we did a lot of nothing. So Arsenal, I'm missing a lot of things here. He was into a lot of things.
That's a good topics.
There's some good topics here, yeah.
No, we can start with the Breaking Bad, Jason, just to...
Oh,
okay. The reason why is because it's relevant for me.
That's right, because you recently started watching it, yeah.
I started watching it for a person who did the commercial on YouTube. Look it up if you want to see me on underwear. I feel like yes, I should have watched it when it was out. I should have watched it when it was coming out, Jason.
Yeah, because it felt you know, that time frame they're starting, they call it the start of the golden era of television. You felt it much more in that time frame than you do now, because now we are in the middle or maybe the end of the golden era of television, at least for our generation. So now it's like, really, that's what we were hyping up back then? It's like, we were, because in that point it's the best we had. I mean, along with Game of Thrones, but and Game of Thrones probably might stand the test of time more than Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Breaking Bad. Yeah, I think so. I think so. I just feel like I should watch it when I was coming out. I see why people like it. I'm struggling to finish season 4. I think I only have a few episodes left, and then so I can finish season 5. I'm just like, I get it. I get it why people like it. I get it why, like, Brian liked it. Everybody. No, there's no human being on planet Earth who says Breaking Bad is bad.
Diana might say it's bad.
Well, I'm saying that. I mean, okay, Diana.
Might. I'm not sure she would go that far.
I just feel it's not that I hate it. It's just feel like, yeah, it's not for me, I guess. I never really got into those shows about drugs. It's, for me, I like anything that is not really reality. I like more fiction than about gangs or whatever. But for example, The Penguin, to me, it was way, oh my God, I enjoy that show so much more than the first season of Breaking Bad. But I guess also it's time. It's different.
It's just so different. I think it might be a reason why I know a lot of the Breaking Bad fans prefer Better Call Saul.
The new one, yeah. The lawyer.
The spinoff to Breaking Bad. I think Brian liked it better. Wish I could ask him. But I think he liked it better than Breaking Bad, because it is much more modern in the storytelling and the, you know, once you...
Yeah, a lot of people like it apparently, so... Yeah.
I've heard it's really good.
I didn't know that he liked it that much that he shaved, though.
Yeah, he shaved his head for... Well, I mean, he was someone who would commit. He was a cop. Not cosplay, but he commits. He commits to bits. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, I'm going to dress up as Walter Ryan. I'm not going to get a fucking bald cap. I'm going to shave my head. He had a full head of hair before that. Surprise.
Oh, wow.
I know. But yeah. He had a Los Pollos. What is that place called? He had a... an apron of Los Pollos.
Los Pollos Hermanos.
Yeah. He would wear that on Halloween.
So, Leo, if you want to watch Breaking Bad, watch it when you are 16.
Of age, yes.
I would say 16.
16, probably, because it's on AMC. Yeah. It's not like
no.
HBO, where it's going to have a bunch of nudity or a lot of blood or anything like that. Yeah, I remember I started watching Breaking Bad maybe coming into the third season or fourth. Something like that. So I was trying to keep Pollo Hermano better than Pollo Campero. Okay, Christian. Now, as somebody who wants to...
I don't think he's even tried Pollo Campero. I don't think he's even tried either.
As somebody who wants to join this side of the family, let's ease up there. Let's get to Guatemala first and try it over there first before you make those sort of judgments. But next time, if you're in Riverside, the one that we're opening up across the street might be open by then.
They're opening one across the street from you?
It's about six, seven minute drive, yeah.
Although, Jason, hopefully it's good, because I the one I tested in New York, disappointed. Too salty.
It's just never going to be the same as when you get it from the homeland, the motherland. The homeland,
yeah.
Speaking of Homeland, that's another one of those that probably won't stand the test of time. Remember Homeland?
The show.
I know.
Yeah.
There's an episode of that show that was one of the most tense feelings I've had watching a television show.
Really? Because it has to do with terrorism, right?
Yeah. So for the uninitiated, the main guy, whose name is escaping me, but he's from Band of Brothers, the main guy was a hostage to terrorists from the Middle East, and they get him back. But when he gets Damian back, Lewis? When he gets back, he has a lot of PTSD, and you slowly start, maybe spoiler territory. I'm gonna get into it because it's old enough. But you start to realize, wait a minute, he has kind of gotten a little bit of this Stockholm syndrome. He's kind of a terrorist. He basically took on a lot of the terrorist mindsets, and he gets himself into a bunker with a bunch of political leaders, and he has a bomb on him. And he's like freaking out because he's like, "Oh shit, am I gonna do this? Am I gonna get caught?" It was a great scene.
You can watch it on Hulu, apparently.
I don't think I ever finished it. I think I got.
I'd be wanting to watch Jack Ryan.
You know, I've heard a Jackal is good. Not they say Jack. I think it's called Jackal on Peacock. Nikki Glaser had a funny joke about Jackal on the Golden Globes.
Well, you want to move, if you want to, also you said the what he liked was West Wing. Yes. That's another show. I learned that show from The Office.
Really?
And because I will watch some of those commercials about the West Wing, and I never understood what the fuck I was talking about because I was young when this show was out.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, we were young.
Brian was already an old man. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm like, no wonder, because this is on an HBO, right? It's an HBO
show. Yeah, it's an HBO show. Aaron Sorkin, Brian was a big fan of Aaron Sorkin, the writer.
Okay. Yeah, I see where you're, Aaron Sorkin. What did he work on?
He does a lot of those, like...
Social Network. He wrote Social Network.
He does a lot of those heavy dialogue movies and shows. I can't remember right now. I remember The Social Network. I can't remember the other ones that he's done, but he does a lot of political stuff.
Well, The West Wing, if you want to explain, Jason, what it is about.
Oh, I've never seen it. Brian would try to... he would try to get me to see it. During the pandemic, I watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer for the first time. Great show. Love that show.
Mm-hmm.
Long. Super long. Mm-hmm. Because at this point, before the Golden Era television, they were doing 24 episodes per season for like 6-7 seasons. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. Then there were 40-minute episodes. It was a long commitment, but it was during pandemic. I had committed to Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I was talking to Brian about it because he would just listen to me ramble many times. Similar to this podcast where you just listen to me ramble. Maybe that's all I want and looking for, somebody to ramble to.
It's fine.
But I would ramble to him about it. Then he'd be like, "You should watch West Wing." And I'd look at how many episodes and seasons and how long the episodes are. And I was like, "Brian,
7 seasons. And they're long."
Yes.
And most of them, it's not about like, action. No. This is about politics. Yeah. So about the West Wing. And this is the Democratic section. I don't know what the West Wing is. Is it like the...
The West Wing is where, I believe, the president... office is at. It's the West Wing of the White House. It's the West Wing of the White House. So the West Wing, to my knowledge, is just about the day-to-day operations of the White House and life as a president with Martin Sheen, I think.
Yeah.
Martin Sheen as the president. Mm-hmm. But it's very beloved show. People love it. People love the characters. People love the drama of it. It's a very well-known show. It's just too long. I was like, I'm sorry, Brian. I'm probably never gonna watch it, man. Maybe I should. No,
it's too long. But I feel like the only show that I was into it, like politic wise, is House of Cards.
House of Cards was so much drama.
It was so good, but once they have to recast, I was like, I get it what he did, but he was still a fucking really good actor. That's the whole point of that show. It was him.
But he was so creepy as that character. Brian was also a fan of House of Cards.
There you go.
Yeah. But Kevin Spacey was such a creep in as the president. Right? Becoming the president. But then
he wanted to be the president.
He became... Right? Yeah, I think he did. I think he did. But then anyways, you find out about all this stuff, and it's like, oh my god, you are nasty. I don't like the person you are at all.
I like how they did, and one of the and the House of Cards they did. I've been watching so many shows that people haven't really seen. And there's an episode on this that is kind of controversial of the forest, the Groove Forest, or whatever it's called. Remember when they're dressing up as they're going in the forest, they're doing ritual or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like Illuminati type of stuff.
Yeah, well, that's a real place. And that's a, and there's actually real security and stuff like that that people say that they do ritual. And some people already recorded what happens in those ceremonies. It's kind of weird.
I think it's the one that people say Obama's part of.
Everybody. It's not just Obama. Yeah. Apparently everybody who, I don't know. But fun fact.
Yeah. That is a fun fact. I like that. I do, I do, I do. I know that sounded very sarcastic, but I do. Yeah. Those type of conspiracies intrigue me, but I think people spend too much time on those type of conspiracies.
Did he like older 90s movie?
Brian?
Yeah.
Brian basically liked anything from the 90s. He was a 90s boy. A 90s boy. Like, you and I were 90s kids. Right, mm-hmm. He was a 90s teen.
Actually, Jason, I was not a 90s kid.
Technically a 90s kid.
No. The reason why is because in Guatemala, we were like 10 years behind. Because let That's me tell fair. You this. When I came here, when I learned about the Nintendo, I thought that the first Nintendo was like new. This is 2003 when I came here, and I was like, oh, wow, Nintendo. And then I find out later that Nintendo's from 1986. And I was like, wait, what?
That's fair. I see your point on why
you're I was behind in Guatemala, okay? I was just like 10 years behind, okay?
Yeah. No, that's fair. I gotcha. Yeah. I gotcha. But Brian was a 90s a teenager. Let's see. Let me do the math real quick. Yeah. Yeah, teenager. Yeah, late teens.
I can see that.
Yeah, why do you ask?
The reason why is because there were so many things that in the 90s, I'm pretty sure he liked the Rugrats probably, or like those
he was too cartoons. Old for that. No. Those cartoons.
Oh, he was too old?
Yeah, there's cartoons that I've talked about with another friend of ours.
So he liked Voltron.
Probably, yeah. He was more than that. Yeah, he was. Okay. That was more like his. That was more like what he was. And like I said, he was an old man. Young at heart, young soul, old man.
But you say his favorite movie was Back to the Future.
Yeah, that was one of his favorite movies. That was one that he would that he said was perfect. He was a big Back to the Future fan. He ended up getting that Lego set, the car. I remember when I saw that it was on sale. I sent it to him. 5 minutes later, he texts back, bought, ordered, or something like that. Where he just like immediately. I think it was like $250.
Yeah, it's a little pricey. It's a little pricey.
Didn't even think about it. It was just like doing it.
Yeah.
What do you think about Back to the Future? I don't think we've ever talked about that movie.
Oh, I agree with him. It's amazing. And not because this is one for a simple for little kids like Leo, you should watch this movie. And you have to watch this movie not non-stop, but like, you know, maybe one day and then the next day and then the next day you can watch all three. Denise, when Denise saw this movie, she wanted to watch it right away, the next one. It's just classic. I don't know. This is the thing, Jason. We can never recreate now those movies because the way they act before, the way it was shot, you know, with the technology, it made it so, for now, it made it so nostalgic and so much better. And they try to recreate now with this movies, like, you know, with our technology, especially Indiana Jones. You can see they're trying to recreate how it used to be back then, but it's impossible. But Back to the Future, iconic.
Yeah, iconic is a perfect word for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many. Yeah.
What do you think about the sequels?
All good.
Yeah. Even the Western one.
Yeah, even the Western one. I never thought I would like the Western one, but it works.
There were a lot of parts of the Western one that I liked. There were some parts where I was just like,
That's in all three.
Yeah.
All three of them, but I guess Western one.
The first one, though, I mostly agree with Brian. Like, that one is pretty near perfect. Like, there's...
The very first one?
The very first one, because, I don't know, like, you think about that movie, it's like, what would you... Everything related to something. Like, I remember, I forgot who was talking about. It wasn't Brian, but somebody was talking about the opening scene is just like the camera going over a wall, with like I think it was Doc Brown. Doc Brown's, is that his last name?
I never knew his last name. I just know Doc. But maybe you're right. Yeah, maybe. Let me see. Dr. Emmett Brown.
Okay,
yeah?
Doc Brown. Yeah. Is Doc Brown's garage and where he's building the DeLorean. And it was a camera panning over the wall. And each one of those things had something to do with something at some point in the movie.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Like, it's one of those things where, wow, if you look at each one, like, they will connect. I don't remember what exactly is on there, but I remember hearing somebody talk about it. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But like, just about everything in that movie was related to something in the movie. Like, it was no pointless scene. There was no scene where it felt like, why is this in there? It all feels like it was meant. It was, there was a purpose to everything in it, which is kind of rare. Maybe not in those times, but it's just pretty rare to see that where everything can connect or will connect. And I agree with him. It's a near perfect. It's not like one of my favorite movies. I really like Back to the Future. I really like rewatching Back to the Future. But I could definitely see why anyone would say it's a perfect movie.
It's because I'm pretty sure he would watch it when he was a kid, and you know. It's like with me and Star Wars. It's like when you watch it as a kid, the trilogy, and it's hard to tell to be like, oh, those movies are kind of out of touch. No, because every time you watch it, the part of your brain that makes you feel good about remembering things the comes nostalgia. Back all the time. Yeah. Nostalgia. So, I didn't know, first of all, you into movies, but I didn't know the director was Robert Zemeckis.
Zemeckis, yeah.
He wrote all these movies?
Robert Zemeckis is a very...
holy moly. He's credited. Like another... Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was... Like a... I think he was buddies with... I think you're going to say George Lucas.
Yeah, George Lucas or
Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg.
He's look at this movie. He's in that. Like, George Lucas and Steven Spielberg are... Like, they made movies together. The Star Wars was kind of both of them. And Robert Zemeckis was kind of partially in that duo.
Like, was he like learning from them, or he was just like working with them, and he just got to?
I think it was more of a working relationship. But yeah, Robert Zemeckis got his hands on a lot of things.
And look, he wrote.
Tell me.
Polar Express, Castaway, Here, The Christmas Carol, the one with the CGI with Jim Carrey, Death Become Her, Roger Rabbit, and then of course the Back to the Future movies. Damn. Oh, The Fly with Denzel Washington. What did Denzel Washington... By the way, what did Denzel Washington got his... what was the medal, whatever he got from the presidency?
Oh, the Medal of Freedom.
Yeah, what was... Why?
I don't know what the Medal of Freedom is, but Messi got it too.
Oh. Huh.
Messi got one, but they said that he didn't go to the ceremony.
Wow. Wow.
He probably doesn't even know what it is either, though. We don't even know what it is. I don't expect him to know what it is.
Okay. All right. Well, anyways,
somebody must have told him what the Medal of Freedom was.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I didn't know he did Beowulf. And let me. Okay, fun fact about Beowulf, Jason.
I saw that in IMAX.
Sorry. Jason? No. Okay, you tell me.
No, that's it.
I saw this movie in theaters. It was 2007. I think I was 16, all right? I remember watching this movie, and in my mind, I thought this was a real action movie. My brain could not comprehend that this was a CGI movie. My brain couldn't comprehend. And so when I went to the movie, you know how disappointed I fucking was, Jason? I was like, what the fuck is
everybody.
This?
Everybody.
What the fuck was this?
Yeah.
So was it just me then?
No.
I was just like, what the fuck is this? Look it up, guys. Look up Beowulf 2007 and the trailer. Now it's impossible not to see it because you already got used to it. But back then for us, it was nothing like... But yeah, we have other movies, but this is...
That CGI then was... It felt... Like, if you watch that CGI now, you're going to be like, ooh, not great, good for... Great for its time. Like, part of the spectacle of that was... The CGI and how realistic it looked.
Yes.
Even though with CGI, but that movie was I was 13. If it came out in 2007, I was 13. Yeah. I was expecting the same thing you were, Danny. This is going to be a cool action movie. God, I was bored out of my mind. I have never seen it since.
It was action.
I've never rewatched it.
Me neither.
I feel like we got to give it a second chance because it's a book, right? Beowulf is based off a book.
Yeah, Beowulf is actually like a Viking. No, something of a hero. Oh, he was a king, I think, or something like that.
I have no idea, man. I don't remember anything about that movie except that I was bored. Watched it in IMAX. So the Edwards, I don't think it's Edwards. I think it's a Regal here in Ontario. I'm not in Ontario, but again, I can't give myself that. I don't want to, what is it? I don't want to.
You want to cancel yourself?
I don't dox myself. Is that the phrase?
I'm not in Ontario.
But the Ontario, because there wasn't a whole lot of theaters around this neck of the woods. Back then, we went to that one. IMAX. This IMAX is one of the biggest in this area. Mm-hmm. One of the few that are 70mm in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Want to watch it there? God, that was disappointing. That was so disappointing.
Man, that fool all of us. And good thing it wasn't just me then.
No,
because that fool then.
You could ask my brother about it. Talk to my brother about it. He's gonna be like, boy. And he's not the type to ever like rewatch movies. He would not rewatch. He'll rewatch very few movies. I don't think he'll ever rewatch that one.
That's funny.
Beowulf.
Well, just to finish this off. Uh-huh. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was gonna say I was gonna wrap it up as well with Back to the Future's. All those effects still stand up, especially when you remember.
Still
the time frame or when it was all made. You'll be like, this looks really good. Shout out to the Universal Studios tour where you get to drive by the watchtower, the clock tower.
That's pretty cool.
You've never been on it?
No, I've never been on it.
Oh, I love that tour.
No, I want to do a tour. I told you next time, whenever we can do that tour, because I want to do it.
Well, this tour, Danny, is just part of Universal Studios admission. Yeah. So it's
we didn't know.
You go on the tram. You go on the tram and you go through different sets. You get to see the Fast and Furious cars and other famous cars, and you go inside studios and you get to see where Peter Jackson filmed some scenes for King Kong.
Oh, okay.
It's great. I love the tour. I think I'm so glad that the LA fires didn't get around to that part.
Yeah, that will suck.
It got closed. I mean, sadly, a lot of LA, some LA landmarks were burned down. But thankfully, it didn't start spreading more. Anyway, sorry. I didn't mean to put another damper to this.
I was going to say one of my secrets is that I never seen Forrest Gump fully.
It's your secrets. It's a funny way of putting it. You know, I think Forrest Gump is up there with one of the most overrated movies.
It's just there's a lot happens in that movie, and I've seen parts of bits, but I guess I know what you mean. Like it's just
people really love Forrest Gump, and they'll talk about Forrest Gump all day. I like Forrest Gump. I think it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's entertaining, but I don't know how much can you talk about Forrest Gump. You know, it's good. Okay. I mean, life is like a box of chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Jane.
That's how. What else is Brian like?
Forrest Gump, he would always say, we had someone at work whose name was Jenny, and he would be like, Giant A. I got Green Day here. We don't have to talk about Green Day too much. We could talk about 90s music, because that was one of the things that when we worked, when we were together, I would put old music on for him. Obviously, I'm not going to put modern music. What the fuck does he know? Did he know? But I would put like 90s rock. That was like some of his favorites to listen to.
Like 182.
No, that's more 2000s. That's more 2000s.
So 90s will be like a 90s. So like
that'll be like what's that one band? Three Eyes Blind. Is that the band name? Third Eye Blind? I think Third Eye Blind.
It is Three Eye Blind. Yeah.
The band that does a do do do, a lot of those type of songs.
Oh yeah. He was on. Yeah. He was those. He got used to using cassette players and CD players. Well, not even CD players in the '90s.
Yeah, he still had his whole CD collection. He was a big fan. His favorite singer was Karen Carpenter. Another little known fact there for you. Karen Carpenter? From the Carpenters from back in the 60s and 70s.
Okay.
Beautiful voice. Yeah. I spent some time listening to some of her music. They have a really nice song. That's a lot like that one Elton John song, the Song for You. A Song for You. There's a Carpenter song called A Song for You. That was really nice.
Okay.
Listening to it, thinking of him. But yeah, he was a big Carpenters fan. He had a lot of interest at his memorial. A lot of people talked about food with him. And I was like, it's all people know.
I guess it's probably what he liked at the, like, you know.
It was definitely his thing. It was his passion. He was driven by food. He was driven by cooking for people. He loved cooking for people. I don't think he ever cared how much he had to work to make food for people. So that was definitely his passion.
I feel like, did he have any recipes, do you think, that he had that you like?
Not off the top of my head where I'm like, that's a... So one of the... Actually, for one of my classes... There's this one recipe. For one of my classes when I was going to school, I did a video. I made a video of him talking about or doing a recipe and then talking a little bit about his story that is on YouTube, actually. I don't know if it's still on YouTube because I did that through the college, and I don't know if they keep every video or not.
They do it, Jason. I have a video of me. Another one that you haven't seen. That's true.
But that video was a recipe of him making shrimp gumbo, and he goes like it's a step by step on how he made his gumbo. It was really good. And then he talks a little bit about his life and how he fell in love with cooking, which was making eggs for his friends one time.
And well, there we go.
Seeing how much that his friends enjoyed his food, and he was like, boom. He was a very egotistical man, big head, large head. I had to always tame him, be like, your food's not that good, shut up. He knew I was joking.
As you should.
He knew I was joking, though. His food was always fucking good. But the eggs were... he made them he made them for me once. It was basically a lot of butter.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It was basically a lot of butter with eggs, and it was scrambled, but it was a really nice, fluffy scramble where... It was a little runny because he puts like that.
He did the famous recipe from this famous chef, but pretty much it's just like heating them up. Even Gordon Ramsay does those eggs too, but it's just a lot of butter. You have to keep putting butter, and you have to kind of like stir it up and nonstop. But
I can't remember that chef's name, but he did talk about that chef because
he also did mashed potatoes or the omelet?
I can't remember, but he talked about this. His favorite chef was a chef who he learned on how to play with chemistry and the science behind cooking. But I can't remember his name, but the chef was known for that. And that was who he liked to watch.
He was like a French. Was it French?
I honestly can't remember. I know it's in that video that I made of him where he talks about... God, that video was so long. I probably could have cut out so much more now that I think about it. I can't remember, isn't it?
Maybe you can put like a little... Know. You can edit it.
Oh, I don't even... I wish I still had... I don't know where the raw footage is at. Of that. I can't remember if it's on my laptop or not. Has them Blumenthal... No, I don't think it was that guy. I can't remember. That's neither here nor there. But anyways, food was the other topic. How much can we talk about food? We could talk about different things about food. We don't have to get too much on that.
No, he just knew really well. He had well good palate, especially over there where you live, Jason. I envy sometimes where you live, but just for the food wise, it's just there's so much. Yes, we have a lot here now, but we like a lot of Latino food, so a lot of Mexican. We don't really have good Mexican food over here. I hate that.
I think you're right. I think we went to Portland recently, right? And there was a lot of really good food. So there's a lot of really good food, including Ima. But there's a lot of really good food. But here it is, you're going to get quality and variety. Like the variety of it is still quality. Like you're going to get quality Thai food, Mexican food, Indian food. Like it's going to be quality everywhere. It's like maybe you're right about that. I don't know enough about the Portland.
Okay, so there's a lot of quality, and yet you end up going to Jack in the Box.
Okay, come on. All right. In my neck of the woods, not a whole lot of quality. I'm going to defend myself a little bit here. I don't go to Jack in the Box that much these days, Danny. I don't eat out as much these days. Before, it was just like, you know what? I'm feeling lazy. I'm just going to go boom. Yeah. Now it's like, all right, I'm feeling lazy. Whatever. I'll cook myself some food anyways. Because I'm trying to be an adult here. I'm trying to get the gains.
Trust me, Jason. Denise and I have been doing that. I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. But I tried to get her to eat Jack in the Box. And she does like Jack in the Box sometimes.
Esther.
It's just, we don't know what to get. I get the chicken sandwich, though, last time, and it was pretty good.
Their chicken sandwiches are good. There's not a whole lot that they miss. Jack in the Box is really good.
No.
You could try anything, and you'd be like, this was good enough. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's fast food. Like, what do you expect? Food.
Yeah, yeah.
But
what was his fast food favorite?
I don't know, actually. But he was always down to try whatever. He being Brian, in case you're just joining us now. Brian Lee, my late good friend. But I don't know if he... I'm not sure. I honestly don't know for sure what his favorite fast food was. He was just always down to try different things.
If he was a 90s kid, it either was Burger King or McDonald's.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say it's Burger King or McDonald's. I think... So I actually, now that I think a little bit more about it, I think one of the times him, Adrian, and I were talking about burgers, Brian would say that Del Taco had, Brian and Adrian would say that Del Taco had one of the best burgers in fast food.
Oh, Adrian said that.
Outside of In-N-Out, but like
Del Taco burgers. How about Taco Time?
What the fuck is Taco Time? Don't come over here with your Papa Murphy's BS. No.
Oh, okay. Oh, yesterday we passed by because we went to get some Panda. And yeah, I'm like, well, should we go just get some Papa's Murphy? And we just take it home and we bake it, you know? It's fresh, Jason. You choose what you want and it's fresh. All you have to do is bake it at your house, okay?
Okay. I get it now.
Jason, next time when you come here, we'll take it to Del Taco. We know this spot. In the ghetto. But the difference with this one, though, it's run by only Latina ladies.
Okay. Sorry, Leo says his Taco Time is bussing. Is that true?
Taco Time. No. Yeah, Taco Time is bussing. Yes.
It took you a little bit to get there.
Yes. Okay. Taco Time. Okay. This is the spot. I'm pretty sure he knows where the spot is. There's only one, I think. But that little spot, it's small and it's run by Latina ladies. And let me tell you, Jason, I had never been, and I swear to God, never been to a cleaner and well-served fast food place than that place. Because all those ladies there, they probably been working there for years, and they keep that place clean, organized, smelling good, and the food that we get there is always fresh. Mm. Well, fresher, you know, like they make it right when you get there.
I got you.
So,
Taco Time, Papa Murphy's.
You have to try those places when you come. Like, it's like, I know you want to go to Eam. We're going to go to the places, but we have to go to Papa's Murphy. All right? You get a pizza there. and then we'll go get to Taco Time. And you can get, don't worry, they have chicken, the chicken flautas, the chicken tacos flautas, they're like this big. They're really good.
Wait, at Taco Time or Papa Murphy's?
Taco Time. Yeah. Papa Murphy's, I haven't been there for years. It's been a while. Papa Murphy's, it's been years since I.
Why not?
Because you can order online. I don't get this.
There you go.
But hey, we can go over there because pretty much you decide what you want in the pizza, or you can have one that's already like, okay, I want this.
Lou says I'm missing out. Yeah, I agree. Sounds like I am. Next time.
Yeah. It's
Taco, you know what? I'm also
not disgusting.
That's a bar. What's a bar?
Well, that's from a guy who does. He says that.
Gosh, so I can't really. Okay, whatever. I don't like it anymore. I liked it when you did it. We gotta try that one, and I still wanted to try ranch. The pizza.
Oh, ranch pizza. Oh yeah. You didn't try that?
No, I don't think so. But I want to try the ranch because you said ranch is the best. The pizza's not like anything crazy, but the ranch was the best.
I think
I might be wrong. You know what? Don't quote me. Don't quote me on that.
Well, we can try it. Don't worry. We can try that. But for sure, though. I don't think we had time, though. But do you know one of Brian's favorite places, a go-to for him?
Tweet,
yeah.
Ooh, I got to think about this a little bit.
Yeah, because...
I think it just depends on what...
I
could honestly go through our
Chinese,
because I know they went to this place called Szechuan.
Hey, that's the one they used to have over here. Okay, that was a favorite place, and it fucking got burned down, and then they're gonna rebuild it no more.
Oh no,
let's go to Szechuan Taste of Szechuan. Sorry,
this one was like Szechuan flavor, something like that. My brother would know. My brother had gone with him. Well, they didn't invite me, but they probably did. But I know he would bring up. They would bring up that one. I gotta go through our text messages because I'm sure that he's talked about different ones that he enjoys.
Did he like to go to Disney?
No, he was not a theme park person.
He was not a theme park person.
No, on his he started building a ritual close to his birthday, which is around Christmas time. The holiday seasons, he would go to the. Oh, you know what? We walked by it. Remember when we stayed at the Grand Californian? There was a restaurant, not Napa Rose, which was the fancy one, but there was the Storyteller's Cafe, and he would go.
Oh yeah, you guys got a reservation now. Oh okay.
But he would start going for his birthday, and he'd just chill in the lobby area. Just drinking some hot chocolate or coffee.
I want to try that place.
Come around. We plan on going every year for his around his birthday time.
Okay.
From now on. So if you want, just come around late December. It's around your birthday time as well. That's why I get along with both of you guys. You guys are, what are you, Capricorn? Sagittarius?
We're Sagittarius, yeah.
That's why I get along with both of you, both Sagittarius, and I vibe with y'all.
You buy with us Sagittarius?
I guess so. I think you guys both are.
It's because we're half horse, half... Wait, no. Mm-hmm. We're horse, but with wings. No. We're humans who... Something with animals.
Okay. And I like that. I like that. Humans with something with animals. But he... Yeah, if you come around his birthday time, we could try to plan around. So you could go try Storyteller's Cafe. Like I said, we plan on doing that every year from now on for him, because we joined him last year, and you know what, I'm not gonna go down that path because I might get too emotional.
But we
went with him last year, and it was good. It was a pretty good buffet.
Okay,
but I'm trying to remember, like, if he had like go-to restaurants. He was just such a type to try different food, and like, I want to try this place. He was a fan of Eni, which is, I think I told you about the last time he came. I-N-I.
I-N-I?
Mm-hmm. That place is really good. Yeah, that place is really
good. In Fountain Valley, California.
That's right. That's right. We were actually, when you were staying there, when you guys rented on Airbnb, you guys are really close to it. We actually ate around there. We ate at Bodard.
Ooh, but... they have a carbonara. They have a.
Oh, Inis. Oh, look at that bread. When you find the bread, oh my god, you put a little bit of honey, and then we got a pizza where we put a little bit of hot honey on there.
Whoa, look at the meatballs. Okay.
Inis really good.
Oh, what is that bread though? What is that like, in the cast iron? It's like with a lot of cheese and like this is just.
It's a lot of really finely grated cheese.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they give you some honey to go with it. And it's such a good pairing.
Oh, that looks so good. A bone marrow pasta.
I've heard that's really good. I obviously didn't try it, but yeah. I've heard it's really good.
Oh, look at the desserts.
Oh, yeah. There's one that has like a popcorn ice cream.
I think this is a...
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Wait, you said popcorn ice cream?
Yes. It's like it was like a corn, I think, if I remember, it was like a cornbread cake or something like that with popcorn ice cream. Oh, so good.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You'll be here in like a month. So.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to.
Make sure you say it, though, because I brought it up with other friends that were here a few, like 3-4 months ago, and we just never got the time to go, but I wish we would have made time to go.
Walter told me to let him know where I want to go. Try to.
There you go.
I told him for sure. I told him Taco Los Cholos.
Okay.
All right. It's just that place, Jason.
I know.
God damn.
I know.
God damn.
That's why I'm like, all right, yeah, you're right.
And then some type of ramen.
Hmm.
And but also I feel like this is gonna be and for sure. I'm just looking. No, for sure.
My brother hasn't been to Eni either.
Well, there we go.
So I've been telling him that they gotta go.
Well, there we go. Okay. Well, I found the corp. Okay.
The what? The popcorn ice cream.
The popcorn ice cream. Yeah.
What is it with?
It's just you're right. What he said. It's just pretty much. There's a side of ice cream. Oh, this is a cheesecake or ice cream? Let me show it to you.
What?
It just looks like a cake.
I think it was a corn cake or something like that. I could be wrong. I can't remember. Doesn't matter. Details don't matter in this. But, yeah.
Okay, so he really liked the place. He liked this place.
He liked that place. I wouldn't say. Yeah. I don't think he would say it was, like, his favorite. But
no, but.
There was a lot of food. He tried a lot of different food. He would recommend a lot of different stuff. So, I think, I don't know. That's a good question. I'm sure I'm gonna look through texts, see what comes up, see what I figure out, see what I find.
Okay.
On some of his favorites. He had a lot of recommendations. But that Eni, you know what? I'll talk about that another time. We don't have to talk about more about Eni.
I mean, it looks good. That's all I'm going to say. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does. It is. Yeah, it's like a little cornbread with ice cream and some, like, I guess... other stuff around the side, but
God, it's so good. It's so good. Okay. They have good pizza too.
Yeah, the pizza was really good.
It's like
Taco Time.
What? Taco Time has pizza?
No.
Oh, why are you lying to me?
What else did he like? Move for it. Did we check? Oh, The Office.
Yeah.
He said he loved The Office, which...
He's a big Office fan. The
Office. Jason, I even wrote a letter. So they were doing this competition online where they... To find out who was the... I guess they wanted people who were like, love The Office as much, and they would get like a prize or something like that. So I wrote a letter how much I love The Office and what in like how I started watching it and how I was so addicted for years. Addicted. Like, I will finish the season, all the seasons, and then I start over again.
You know, you and I were not to be pick-me boys / hipsters in this, but mm-hmm. I remember we were on that hype train. You know, I'm going to fucking do it. No, who cares? We were on that hype train years before it became what it is.
Yes,
I remember. Yes, I remember talking about it. Like, I don't know anybody who watches it as much as I do. Like, it was just not hitting the amount of popularity that it was. I remember people being like, "You like that show? It's boring." People would tell me it's boring. Like, the majority of people would tell me that show was boring. Then you came around, and it was like, "Oh, you well, you don't." I was like, "You don't watch it as much as I do, though." I was like, fucking gatekeeping shit. And then you're like, I do. And then I would like say references or have references that you're like, yeah, I know that reference. I get you. And I was like, oh shit, it's a real one. And then it hit popularity. And then I'm a hipster, so I was like, I'm kind of off that gravy train.
It's funny how it fucked us up because it fucked us up because for me now I haven't watched it as much, but I think I watch it once or twice a year now, which is but right now. I don't know. I feel like back everything that we used to like a lot, now it's people like it too, and it's not the same. Because damn, there's so much things with The Office now, like stuff like you can buy. But and everybody just likes it now. And you know what's gonna be next? For me, one of my favorite shows is Parks and Rec. I feel like that show. Oh, well, maybe not. I don't think that show is probably not gonna get that popular. Like
I think it hit its peak.
I like Friends is still going up though. Friends is still going up.
Friends is still there.
But The Office, he liked The Office a lot.
Yeah, he liked it as much as we did. Not much to talk about there, huh? Gotta bun myself out basically like a fucking hipster, Jason. Yeah. Shut up, dude.
Jason, don't be a hipster.
Too late. Right. He was also into a lot of that nerdy stuff, like I was saying, the MCU and that stuff. He would keep Captain America.
He's a Captain America boy.
He always had a Captain America little car freshener on his rearview mirror. Years. Like, it doesn't even smell anymore. But he kept it on there. He was an MCU fan. I think we watched a couple of those movies together. We watched Crazy Rich Asians together at the theater. That was one we watched together.
That's a California movie right there.
No.
Yeah.
No, they're from New York.
Yeah, but still.
He was a big Wicked fan. Topical. But...
Oh, really?
He was a big Wicked fan even before this movie. The first time I went to go watch it and live, him and I were talking about it. He was so excited for Diana and I to go watch it. I was like, should I listen to the music before or after? Because this was going to be my first introduction to All Things Wicked. Are you guys watching Barcelona versus Madrid? Leo says, yes, of course. Visca Barça. This is why I told Danny we got to be on by 9. I got to be off by 11. But he was a big Wicked fan, and he's like, I think you should just wait and listen to music live. And I did. I watched it. I came back to work like the next day or next week or whatever it was, and him and I were just singing the songs together.
Jason, you were like into it when you went to see the play. I know you were into it, and especially now that you saw the movie.
Not especially, but it did build. It brought it back into my rotation, and then with his passing away, it brought it back. Because I mean that movie is so bound by friendship. I mean that's the basis of the Elphaba and Glinda. So it hurt. It hits a little differently, and it hurts a little differently now. Listening to it, but he was a big fan of. Defying Gravity, obviously, and Popular. We would sing Popular in the office together often, and had a couple office mates get annoyed at us, but we sang it anyways. So big Wicked fan. I don't think he got the chance to watch the movie. I invited him a couple times. He just didn't want to. Sad for him. Sad that he couldn't watch it, because I think he would have enjoyed it. I told him, I was like, you're gonna like it, man. I'm telling you, it lives up to the moment.
But he was just like, I don't think so.
No, I don't even think he was like that. I think he was just at a tough point of his life, where he just wasn't interested in some things. But big fan of Wicked. Loved himself to some movies. We would also sing. What's that one? A Star Is Born. What's that one song? Who's in here? Be a Flirt.
Lady Gaga.
Jonathan says, "Be a Flirt." Lift your skirt. God damn it! Get out of here. I got some sweats on.
I can imagine you're. Never mind. I'm not gonna say it, but I can imagine it being kind of.
You can imagine me in a skirt. I've worn a skirt before. I have a picture. I can send you a picture. It's not flattering. Oh, really? Yeah. It's not flattering. Do you remember when... we got to wrap it up here, but... there's this one time Oscar... I think kind of recently, Oscar de la Hoya... they released some pictures or something of him wearing women's clothing. And he had to, like... he's a boxer, so obviously he's, like, all macho and shit. But he had to go out and really excuse himself and like justify any of it. And I was like, shut up, dude. Like, what's the big deal? What are you?
Why do people with money and people, famous people, they do weird things? I just don't get it.
You think it's weird to wear women's clothing?
No. Just in general, they do things like that. I feel like why?
I get you.
Why?
You know, they've already experienced life. They've experienced so much with their money. They could experience different things. And then
egos.
And then they're like, what can I do next?
Is that going to be us at one point?
No, it won't be. Yeah, it will be. It will be because everyone knows that what's at stake. Tattoos, ear piercings.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's true. The tattoos.
Mud wrestling. There's a lot at stake for us, a merchandise, for people to really start pushing this out to their friends. And so, yeah, we may get to that point. I can't wait for there to be a documentary, Danny, about us and our breakup. It's going to be so good.
It's going to be really good.
It's going to be so good.
Like in How I Met Your Mother, they make fun of this is like really different reference just for us because I don't think people watched How I Met Your Mother. But you know that when Sparkles, what's his name?
Oh, actually, I'm not actually a big.
They make a fun of the commentary. Okay,
Jason. But it was like
I know what you mean.
Was it Ruby Sparkles?
Yeah, something like that. Like a little mockumentary of us, just like of our breakup. How they used to be really close together. Now they only text once in a while.
Mm-hmm. What would be the reason we break up?
Hmm.
Like obviously it's because of popularity. But
I know why.
What did you or I do?
Because you keep saying that I was lying about the pizza and Domino's pizza time when my other cousin was on, and you guys didn't believe my story, and I keep telling you it happened.
That's fun because then we could do like a dramatization of like what you say was happening. Like you're a dramatization of you and her doing your in your room while me and our other cousin are just.
I was in the living room, by the way. Yes, I was in my room just to show, but then I was in my living room most of the time because it would be kind of weird to be in the. Yeah.
Okay. Well, but she was in your room.
Just to show. Yeah.
That's neither here nor there. Yeah, it could be. It could be where at some point I just make fun of you so much and it becomes obnoxious about it that you're just like, I can't take it anymore.
And then we get my sister because she was the only one and she still fucking doesn't remember. She came up from the back door and she passes by and she sees us and then she's just like, I don't remember that.
Yeah. Yep. The witness. In a court of law, Danny, you lose this argument. You lose this
because case. I don't have the only other witness is the car the key guy who came in to open the car door for her
allegedly
the locksmith or whatever his name is it was Honda, a gray Honda car. I remember,
of course you do, the details,
and it was raining too.
Okay, perfect scenario for her to be like, hey, can I come in?
You know what? I can log in to Domino's since I ordered from Domino's. And I think I can find...
Nobody fights that you ordered Domino's, Danny. Like, we didn't argue that you ordered Domino's.
I know.
We know you ordered pizza. The Jason, argument here is... No, we're not going to get into this. We got to wrap things up here. Like I said, everybody, that's going to conclude our episode here because we went a little bit over, as we usually do, because a couple of rambling men. I think we hit over an hour now. We're a couple of rambling men, just in general. We're just a couple men. I think that's synonymous with rambling and yapping. Again, this was an episode of commemorate Brian Lean. But otherwise, we should be back. Sorry, Leo, for not doing the holiday. Danny is going to go back and look at his baking statements. He could do that all he wants. I don't deny that he ordered the pizza, but there's your sole witness in this has said that she did not see any of this happen.
And the locksmith.
Where's your witness? We can't assume that the locksmith is... We can't assume that you're telling us the truth about a locksmith. We need to hear it from the witness. That's just how the court of law works. If we take this to a case, you lose this. Neither here nor there. Get us up there. Make us break up, everybody. Let's get some piercings. Let's get some tattoos, even if they're temporary. Let's get merchandise, mud wrestling. Get us there, everybody.
I was going to ask if they want us to do video game, stream video game.
I would like to, Danny. Our schedules are just so they just
No. This is like whenever I had time.
You need to figure out all this OBS stuff because I'm sure you will be streaming a lot more than I will.
Also opening packs of Pokemon because I would like to do that.
That would be fun. I'm down to do some reactions of you opening. You have the
card. My god, yes, I want you to open it because imagine you like opening cards and you're like, oh, this is a cool shiny one. Is this
honestly? We opened some packs with my brother and another friend, it was like a month or two ago. And it was just fun opening them, but like, hey, is this something? It's shiny, and they're like, no, it's nothing. I'm like, okay, cool. I don't know what to look for. And it also, now that we're on this topic, I think it's really weird that the most expensive cards are the women trainers. That's weird. Your community is weird.
No, they're not the most expensive. But
the most expensive trainer cards are women.
Because there are some of them are secret art or full art, so it depends on what you're looking at. Not all of them.
All I'm saying is that they showed me a pic, like how much those trainer cards are, especially the women ones, and it's like, hey, you guys are weird. Wow,
Jason, you have not even seen the most expensive cards yet. Yeah, no idea. Some of the cards that can go up to $20,000 to $35,000.
Community, weird community. Sign back. Thank you everybody for tuning in to the first episode of 2025. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram, Sunday Morning Tangents. Listen to us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us whatever, if it's 5 stars or whatever the case may be. I don't know what
I think it's a lot. All it is you need to give a like and subscribe. But the like button is what gives us the money and the subscribe button. But it's more the like.
Watch us on youtube.com/@sunnyboardtangents live most Sundays, sometimes Saturdays.
I wonder if, give us a shout out if it wants to do TikTok. Nobody texts it back, but hey, you know.
I can't commit.
Before they close it down.
I can't commit to TikTok, Danny.
They're closing it down anyway, Jason. It's becoming illegal pretty soon, so.
That's not going to happen. It won't happen.
It is. It's going to happen.
I'm sure it won't happen.
I hope it does.
What he said. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But youtube.com/@sunnyboardtangents. Like, subscribe, follow us, notifications, find out when we go live. Find out when we upload Sunday Morning Tangents live to you, with you, in you. That's been Danny. I've been Jason. This has been Sunday Morning Tensions with a couple of tan.
And gents? Okay. Okay.